Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle with you. So, got a lot of entertainment stuff going on. I want to talk some sports here. We have Katie Najad, a U.S. pole vaulter, who will be talking about an event that we have going on. And it's been a while since we've had some track and field open lines first segment, and then actor John Savage will come in, talk about SEAL Team on CBS, and then the 11 o'clock hour will be free and clear for your calls, and your calls are always welcome. It's toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That is what gets you on the horn and gets the rest of the country listening to you, because what you have to say is so interesting. 1-800-878-7529. Jim Harbaugh, by the way, made a little news today, getting the back of his former draft pick and quarterback Colin Kaepernick. He said on ESPN, "My personal opinion and really advice to NFL teams is there's only one way to answer the questions about him, one way to find out, and that is if Colin signs somewhere. And my advice is he'd be worth your time, and that NFL team will be very happy." So, you know, it's one thing. I know someone said that when the Niners were complete hypocrites about something. I don't remember the Niners being hypocritical, because I remember the Niners getting Colin Kaepernick's back. And, they had a parting of the ways. But at the time, Jed York, the owner, was very outspoken that we support Colin. Jim Harbaugh was very outspoken. They didn't fine him. They didn't threaten him. Remember Jerry Jones kneeled, and then he got backlash, and he said, "Anyone who kneels on the Cowboys is cut." It's like, wait, you just kneeled. So there was none of that. So I know they parted ways, but at the time, the Niners didn't scathe on him. So I don't think they were hypocritical. But anyway, Harbaugh says, if you sign him, you won't regret it. He's at Michigan. You don't have to worry about that. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Shout out to the troops listening both home and abroad on American Forces Radio Network. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. All right, come on back.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Check me out. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's great to have you with us wherever you are listening, coast to coast or around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. On July 16th, ESPN and Zenni, which is the online optical leader, they're teaming up with the world's greatest to broadcast the first USA track and field sanctioned event. It's going to be women's pole vaulting since the cancellation of the Tokyo Olympics, which, of course, were supposed to be right around this time, and they'll be pushed back a year. They're going to be at the Handmain facility of Sandy Morris's Greenville, South Carolina camp, more or less. She was the silver medalist, and it'll have 10 of the world's top pole vaulters. And joining us right now is one of those, Katie Najat. And Katie, what does this mean to you to just actually get out there and compete once again?
It means everything. We obviously, training has been interesting, but we have been able to train. And so, you know, we train to compete. So it's really exciting to have an opportunity, not just to compete, but at an event that I know is going to be set up phenomenally well. It's going to be a really good opportunity to not only jump, but jump high.
So for you, what is, I think about, where you want to set the pole and, you know, if it's going to be, start off at, 13, 14 feet, hopefully get it over 16 feet. What are you thinking right now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to put a set number on it, but my training has been going really well. My personal best is 16.1, and even though we haven't been competing, I don't think there's any reason I can't, have a shot at doing something like that. Obviously, we want to kind of knock the rust off, but I don't think there's any reason any one of us could go out there and jump really high and jump personal best. So, I like to say the sky's the limit, but I just want to go out and execute things the way I've been practicing, and the hype will follow.
Have you ever, I would imagine at some point, like all of us, no matter what pursuit we do, at times we may have had a moment of self-doubt or just, I don't want to do this anymore. Have you ever landed awkwardly or have your pole snap or anything like that where you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I mean, I've had one pole break, but I feel like that's almost a rite of passage in the pole vault. So if anything, it was like, all right, I've joined the club. But yeah, there's definitely been times of huge self-doubt in college. I went through a really bad mental block and I really considered quitting. I just didn't have any confidence in what I was doing. And so I was able to, slowly but surely get out of that. And I'm really happy that I didn't quit because now it's not just my job, but it's my passion. It's what I love to do. And so I'm really happy that it all worked out. But there, I think every athlete, I'm sure, goes through that at some point or another, struggling with motivation or a mental block or something. So, yeah.
No doubt about it. A couple more questions for Katie and Jot. The record that you had, you said 16-1, that was indoors in Albuquerque. What do you mind pole vaulting in? I mean, obviously outdoors, you might have a little wind, you might have some sun in your eyes. How big of a difference is it for a pole vaulter in and out?
It does make a difference. I will say I like competing indoors better just because it eliminates all of those variables, like the wind, rain, you know. So I would say, as a whole, I am a lot more consistent indoors, and obviously my personal best is indoors, but outdoors, when things line up well, and obviously it's later in the season, so you've had more time, I think you have the potential to jump phenomenally well outdoors, too. I just think sometimes the results are a bit more up and down just with, you know, you get a meet where it's rainy, crosswind, it's just not, you know, you're just kind of battling to win at that point as opposed to battling for height. I would say as a whole, I like competing indoors better, but when you have a setup where there's a great tailwind and everything's kind of going your way, outdoors is really fun.
Very cool. Here in the Bay Area, I see a lot of billboards for Zenni, Z-E-N-N-I. You can go to Zenni.com, by the way, for prescription pairs as low as $7. But I see a lot of 49ers, because I think they're the official eyewear supplier to the 49ers. But talking about, blocks. Let's talk B-L-O-K-Z. Zenni makes the blocks. It's blue light blocking lenses. How does that help you as an athlete?
Yeah, I mean, I think it helps anyone as a human being right now. There's so much blue light with our phones, and especially going through quarantine, everyone's on their phones. So just having the technology like that to help combat that, I think is phenomenal, and you are starting to see that more and more. But I love that Zenni is creating this, or at least using this technology in their eyewear. I think it's super crucial, and I'm somebody that has prescription lenses and contacts. I've been wearing them since I was 7 years old. So I think it's pretty amazing that they're incorporating that into the eyewear.
So I mentioned that you're going to be doing this at the facility that Sandy Morris made, and people should know that Sandy Morris not only won the silver in 2016, you guys are like the same age. It's not like you're going to some, you know, 60-year-old legend's house, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, she's a little bit younger than me, but, like, it's so great because not only is she a phenomenal person, but she is one of the best competitors ever. And on any given day, you know, she can go out there and jump an American record. And so it always keeps you on your game. I'm always training and really trying to bring my best every single day because I know she's out there doing the same. And it's not like she's just competing for another country. Like, she's taking a spot to make an Olympic team. So I have to be as good as her. I have to be training to be as good or not, if not better than her, to make teams. And I mean, it makes it that much more fun when she's also this great person who's so friendly and wonderful. And so it just makes it a really fun, good competition, friendly competition. And I'm really excited to, I know she set up a phenomenal facility, and So I'm excited to go and jump there, but I'm also excited to just go hang out with my friends.
It's very cool. And this might be a naive question, but when did pole vaulters, like I noticed with Sandy and you, you're basically pole vaulting in a bikini bottom. I mean, it must help you though. Is it less restricting? When did that fashion deal come into it?
To be honest, I'm not sure when that started. As far as I've seen with videos, that's always kind of been the uniform. I think I personally feel like any extra fabric is gonna work against you. I mean, I don't know how much of the science is behind that, but you know, I will say when I take my warm-ups off and I'm in the uniform and you feel powerful, you feel ready to go, like there's just something about it that like puts you in a different mindset of okay, like we're competing. And yeah, so I don't know when it started, I don't know how it started, but I will say I think I really like it. I like the feel that I get being in it. It makes me feel powerful and confident and all that good stuff. So
very good. Last question for you. We all dreamed of it as Americans. You got to realize the dream, and that is to compete with USA on your chest. How surreal is that?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, that is the biggest dream you can have as an athlete. And I mean, I didn't make the Olympic team last time around, but having it for a world championship is pretty special. And I'm just working every day to continue making teams and getting to represent the United States. It's the greatest honor you can have as an athlete to say you were one, you know, the best in the U.S. to like go out there and compete for your country. That's as good as it gets. So just hoping to keep doing that.
Very cool. We want to remind everybody that coming up on the 16th at 6 p.m. Eastern, this will be on ESPN's YouTube page. You can watch Katie Najat and all her buddies take place at this event. And they're all going to pole vault and they're going to compete. And remind you to go to zenni.com as well. Check out the blocks over there. Katie, it was great having you on. I'm so happy you get to go out there and compete again. And fingers crossed, Tokyo 21, right?
Thank you. Yes, hopefully. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Very nice. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Spot.
Attention homeowners, do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're crazy. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
I saw Rick Tittle at the laundromat last night, and I was hella checking him out. I just kept staring at him, and he played like I wasn't even there. I be like that then.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Coming up in the next segment, we will have the great John Savage, actor extraordinaire. The number one story in America when it comes to sports just came out in the last half hour, and that is Buster Posey, Giants star catcher, is opting out of this season. And he had been to some of the camp practices at Oracle Park at China Basin down the street, and he had been wearing a mask the whole time, and he said that he'd been very open, that he was kind of iffy on the whole thing. And he said, I've been talking to my wife. I don't know if we're going to, I'm actually going to do this or not. And then he took the last couple of days off, and Gabe Kapler, his new manager, said, hey, he needs to make some decisions. Well, he's made his decision. He's not going to play. And now we're finding out why. At least I didn't know. I know he had two little kids, but he and his wife have just adopted twin girls, identical twins, who were born prematurely a week ago, but are doing well. So this is why, you know, now that they actually have the girls have been born, they need to be in ICU for a while. The adoption became final yesterday. They are the little girl's parents now. Congratulations to the Poseys, and congratulations to those girls going into a what seems to be a loving family with a lot of great opportunities for them. But he did say that if they weren't born prematurely, he was going to lean maybe to actually playing. But he's 33 years old. He's been to 6 All-Star games. He has 3 World Series rings. He has a batting title, which he shouldn't have, but anyway, not his fault. Rookie of the Year, all that stuff. And the Giants put out a statement, which you would expect to say this, and it does. The Giants fully support Buster's decision. Buster is an integral part of our team and will be sorely missed, but we look forward to having him back in 2021. Now, here's the thing about Buster Posey last year. He played in only 114 games, was still a top-tier defender behind the plate, But as I said, this is a guy who was once the most valuable player in the National League. That was 8 years ago. He did not have a great year last year. But still, overall, 8,000 defensive innings behind the plate, anchoring the rotation and bullpens of three World Series title teams, 140 home runs. So when you think about the decline phase and how it's unfolding, and it's Buster Posey's name is going to be on a Hall of Fame ballot when he leaves, and I would expect him to get in. I really do. When you look at his numbers, you'll say 140 home runs. What are you kidding? But, you know, as I said, an MVP, a batting title, all the All-Star games, all the rings. But you might say that missing out on these 60 games might hurt his case. He's not worried about that right now. That's not his concern. And who's to say that these 60 games might hurt his Hall of Fame case as well? So I don't think that's much of anything right now. But based on prorated salaries, he would have made about $8 million for those 60 games. And because he's healthy, he will miss out on that. He is signed through next season with a club option for a year after that. So if he plays next year, he will get more than $22 million in salary. But as for the Giants, what are they going to do at catcher? You might remember that they took a kid out of... South Carolina? No, it was NC State, I believe. Bailey. And everyone's like, why are they drafting a catcher? They already got Joey Bart, the kid out of Georgia Tech. Well, if you think about the Giants, who did not profile as contenders, even with Posey on the roster, and I don't care, anybody says anything can happen in 60 games, the Giants were not going to win the World Series this year. They just won't. And if you look at the projection models, they say in a best-case scenario, they'd win 27 games. Okay, you're not even going to win half your games. We'll see. Anything's happy. But to be the primary replacement behind the plate for the Giants right now, like, is it going to be Joey Bart? Remember, they liked this kid Bailey so much out of NC State that they were quite willing to tell Joey Bart, why don't you start working on first base a little bit more? You know, why don't you go ahead and just leave? Oh, by the way, I just heard that John Savage has postponed his appearance, and he'll be on the show on Monday. So I did promote it, but A, it happens. There's a big difference between blowing somebody off and saying, sorry, I can't do it. How about another day? And so that's fine. We'll do him on Monday, which is good. Which means open lines the rest of the way. But right now, it looks like the Giants starting, I don't want to say every day, but at least starting catcher, which means most of the reps, will go to Rob Brantley. Who? Rob Brantley. Rob Brantley is a guy who was drafted, where did he go to college? He was drafted out of, he was drafted out of UC Riverside. Played for the UCR Highlanders, and he was a third round pick of the Tigers. He never played for the Tigers. He played a little bit for the Phillies, a little bit for the Marlins, and a little bit for the White Sox. A career 229 hitter, career 7 home runs and 37 RBI. When he was with the Tigers, he was in the futures game. So he had a bright future. He was traded to the Marlins along with Jacob Turner and Brian Flynn for Anibal Sanchez and Omar Infante. How about that? That's back in 2012. He was a catcher with the Zephyrs, which means I believe he was catching with John Baker. I think I must have seen him in that game against the River Cats that day. But they cut him. The Marlins, he was the opening day catcher, and he hit .211 and one home run, and they cut him. The White Sox claimed him, and he batted .121. And then the Mariners claimed him, and then they cut him. Steve Clevenger beat him out. And then the Reds claimed him, and they cut him. And then the White Sox claimed him. And this is when he actually played pretty well. He hit 290 in 31 games. And so in the offseason, he became a free agent. And the Braves signed him, and they cut him. And then the Indians signed him, and they cut him. And then the Phillies signed him, and he went to the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs and hit 314. He got one at-bat with the Phillies. One at-bat last year, and he made an out. It just says one hitless at-bat. And he became a free agent, and he signed with the Giants. So Tigers, minors, Marlins, pro, White Sox, minors, Mariners, minors, Reds, minors, White Sox, pros, Braves, minors, Indians, minors, Phillies, pros for 1AB, Giants. That is your starting catcher. Whew. So I would look for a move of some sort. They got to do something. Joey Bart, is he ready? Well, Joey Bart, you can forget about playing first base. You can just forget about it. And that kid Bailey, he's on the 60, man. I don't know. Welcome to the big leagues. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Wild.
The same old hat? CoverageGear.com is the top destination to find the hats and gear you need to represent your favorite pro teams and players. Head to CoverageGear.com with the promo code radio and grab a cap with the iconic jersey number of the all-time greats and current stars from the NBA, NFL, MLB, and more. These classic hats come in the font and style of the superstars team. So with the number 30 from Golden State, number 2 from the Yankees, number 23 from the Bulls, or a number 12 from the Packers, CoverageGear.com will help you honor the legends of yesterday and today. Check out our collection of dad hats, trucker caps, beanies, stickers, and more. Use promo code radio and get 20% off. That's promo code radio at CoverageGear.com. CoverageGear.com. We've got you covered.
Hey, did you know that Discover offers home equity loans with zero application fees, zero appraisal fees, and zero cash due at closing? That's a lot of zeros. But all those zeros can add up to something big. A home equity loan from Discover can help you use the equity you've already built for things like home improvements, major purchases, or consolidating high-interest debts into a low fixed-rate loan. So you can make big changes with zero worries. Home equity loans are offered by Discover Bank, NMLS ID 684042. Learn more at discoverhomeequityloans.com/zero.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you saying that I put
an abnormal brain into a 7.5 foot long, 54 inch wide gorilla! Is that what you're telling me?
This is the only sports talk show that features a Rhodes Scholar, but he ain't here today. Now, back to Rick Tittle.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. And lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY. For those who tuned in to hear actor John Savage, he just had to postpone until Monday. And I wonder what happened. Maybe he had a... I just think about his face. I mean, everything about John Savage is always so, like, creepy and intense. Maybe he had a searing abdominal cramp, and he was like, argh, argh, That's what I picture him doing right now. Something like that. And by the way, it'll be at the same time, 10:40. I won't promote it, because whenever somebody bounces, and I promote it twice, they always go, I thought he was already on. So this is me promoting it. But I tell you what, and we'll get to some sports here. I just got to say, in the pandemic schlemic we got going on right now, if every day feels like the day before, groundhog style, you know what I say? Put some flavor in it. And I'm talking about church's chicken. Some churches aren't open. They make you get communion in the parking lot, some synagogues, temples, mosques, whatever it is. Make sure you wear a mask, by the way. But Church's Chicken, the new $5 campfire smokehouse chicken. What kind of flavor? Cracklin'. Oat bran? No. Cracklin' rose? No. Cracklin' campfire flavor that's bold to the bone, George Thorogood. Plus, mashed potatoes and a biscuit. Or as they say in England, a bicky. But that's cookie. I'm talking about American biscuit. Fluffy, fluffy starch. But that's what Church's does. Bringing it down home with that down home flavor. And listen, every participating location. If you're a Church's and you ain't participating, you better get with the program on that campfire, smoke, house flavor. Because it might not be baseball season, not yet, or basketball season, our hockey season, it sure as hell is smokehouse season. And you don't want to leave your house? That's cool. Have it brought to you. You want to hit the drive-thru? Hit the drive-thru. You want to walk up and take it away? Take it away. Because this church just takes this stuff seriously. Very safely. All day sanitation. That's to go and delivery. How many times do they use the gloves? Once per order. So, if you ain't got the message, I'll just say it one time to feed the whole fam with the new $5 campfire smokehouse chicken, Church's Chicken. I wish I had four thumbs so I could give that four thumbs up. All right. Why do I do a southern accent? I don't know, because I do. And they love me at Church's. All right. the NFL... You might remember in the news for reasons of anti-Semitism from star receiver DeSean Jackson, who may or may not have quoted Adolf Hitler. And so Julian Edelman invited to take him to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. And then Jackson said, okay, I'll go. And then you can come to the African-American Museum. And so apparently it's in the works, and there's some Bay Area ties here, being that Deshaun Jackson went to Cal and Julian Edelman went to College of San Mateo. He's from Woodside down here on the peninsula. That was before he became a quarterback at Kent State in the MAC. But Julian Edelman put out one of those videos on Instagram and Twitter pointing at himself, and he's wearing a Star of David. And it was interesting. Well, this is what he had to say, because he had come to his Judaism a little bit later. Quote, "There's no room for anti-Semitism in this world. Even though we're talking about anti-Semitism, I don't want to distract from how important the Black Lives Matter movement is and how we need to stay behind it. I think the Black and Jewish communities have a lot of similarities. One unfortunate similarity is that they are both attacked by the ignorant and the hateful. It is really hard to see the challenges a community can face when you're not part of it. So what we need to do is this. We need to listen. We need to learn. We need to act. We need to have those uncomfortable conversations if we're going to have real change. So to that end, let's do a deal. How about we go to D.C. and I take you to the Holocaust Museum, and then you take me to the Museum of African American History and Culture. Afterward, we grab some burgers and we have those uncomfortable conversations. This world needs a little more love and empathy." So, and just the part about, for him, he said about his Judaism, "I'm proud of my Jewish heritage. For me, it's not just about religion. It's about community and culture as well. I'm unusual because I didn't identify as Jewish until later in my life. Whenever I encountered hatred, it never really felt like it was aimed at me. It was only after I was part of this community that I learned how destructive hate is. Anti-Semitism is one of the oldest forms of hatred. It's rooted in ignorance and fear. I remember experiencing a little bit of this hate in 2011 when I was called a K-word on the football field." So, end quote. The thing that always amazes me, and as I said, I feel so sheltered and naive. I never, my whole life until I was, you know, started working in San Francisco, the only anti-Semitism I heard about was, you know, Nazis or, you know, East Coast stuff. But then when I started working with people from New York and Boston, and they'd say, "Hey, Jaime, where's your hat?" I'm like, "Jaime, what's that? You know, L'chaim? What hat? The yarmulke?" I was this babe in the woods, because I didn't experience it because I'm not Jewish. I'm Catholic. But you know, when you're Catholic, now it's all, "Oh, you're priests. Oh, they all are molesters." And I said, "Well, all those molesters should be shot. You think I'm on their side?" Well, who's on their side, by the way? Seriously, if you were a priest and you molested kids, you deserve to be shot. I'm not going to get your back. Or, "You're guilty." What am I guilty of? What did I do? "You're Catholic, so you're guilty. You feel so much guilt." I do? Tell me what guilt I'm feeling right now. So, you know, but you get teased and whatever it is. That's nothing compared to what, obviously, the teasing that other people get. And Jackson, by the way, you know, posted two different pictures with positive remarks about Louis Farrakhan and the Jewish community, the Anti-Defamation League, hate him. By the way, Barbara Lee spoke out vehemently against Louis Farrakhan for being anti-Semitic. And he also said white Jews are trying to blackmail America and blah, blah, blah. It's always a very easy, you know, to scapegoat one group. And remember when in the election, it's like, "We're going to build a wall." Why? Mexicans. Well, what are they doing? It's their fault. Okay, sounds good. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also in the NFL, as we get closer to training camp, the NFL has begun to release more details about how they will conduct the season in a safe manner due to the pandemic. And the NFL Network reported that all 32 teams received updated game day protocols, which included a prohibition on any players exchanging jerseys, as well as any post-game interactions closer than 6 feet between players. And this has struck a nerve. And Randall Cobb, now with the Packers, now with the Texans, he said, this has to be a joke. And then Trey Turner with the Chargers said, they're just making stuff up now. Let's address real issues. Time's ticking. By the way, it says both teams must travel to the stadium via bus, which is, you know, you think that would go without saying. I think that's to cut down on what Major League Baseball players do. I'll never forget I saw Rafael Furcal get out of a cab at AT&T Park before a Giants-Dodgers game. You know, I got there early. I was probably in the press box. But he signed a couple autographs and went in, and I thought, why isn't he in a cab? And then I asked a couple of ball players about that on the A's, and they said, if you're on the road and your hotel's close to the ballpark, you don't get on the bus. That's for, like, rookies and youngsters and nerds. I went, really? They go, yeah, you don't take the bus. That's for nerds. I'm like, okay, well, the media is banned from the locker room. I would think that. And no fans will be allowed. But the swapping of jerseys, that's a soccer thing, but it has become kind of a tradition in the NFL, kind of like the post-game prayer in the middle. And Richard Sherman of the Niners, who's VP of the Players Association, said, this is a perfect example of NFL thinking in a nutshell. Players can go exchange in full contact in the game and do it safely. However, it is now deemed unsafe for them to exchange jerseys after said game. He does have a point, because you're going to be on the field, and then here's my jersey. Ew, cooties! So, it is official, though, I think, when you look at it, on-field fan seating is prohibited. Now, did they say in Texas, go ahead? Because we've heard from MLB, hey, we leave it up to you, states. The NFL's not leaving it up to states. They're just saying, no. Does that mean you can go in skyboxes? That counts as on-field, doesn't it? If you're behind glass, does it not? Are you telling me Jerry Jones isn't going to be in Cowboys Stadium? There's going to be something to whereas if you can be behind glass. But then again, are you in a group of however many at that point? So the union and the league are still remaining in some talks right now about safety protocols. But the exchanging of jerseys, that's out. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Byline.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Rick Tittle wants to hear from you. The phone call is free, y'all. Just dial 1-800-878-PLAY to get yourself on the air right now. Call him up now, lazy ass. 1-800-878-PLAY.
I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
I'm just thirsty. Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
All right, Ditka, Aluminum Phil, and Iron Mike, welcome back to the show. A couple minutes left in hour number one of two of three. We have another hour completely open lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. I saw that the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement today has instructed its state's sports books to suspend betting on all, wait for it, table tennis events in Ukraine or any matches involving six specific players. They've been warned of potential match fixing. Who alerted the gaming board in New Jersey? It was the Sports Wagering Integrity Monitoring Association, or SWEMA, I guess I'll call it. Match fixing concerns regarding ping pong in the Ukraine. And the notice states, while there is not yet any evidence that any match fixing occurred, due to the nature of the alert, the division is suspending approval for wagering on all table tennis events in the Ukraine, including but not limited to the Setka Cup, Wynn Cup, and the Double T Cup. Quote, damn! That is nuts. First of all, what are you, Art Schleister? Are you that addicted to gambling? That's like people who gamble on preseason football games. But Art Schleister, the story was former Ohio State and Colts quarterback, that his one call was from prison was to his bookie. Are you that addicted to gambling that you're going to gamble watching on the internet Ukrainian ping pong? What's not fixed over there? I take that back. Ukraine is strong! I'm Rick Tuttle. See you in a second.